Have you ever stopped hoping because the wait felt too long? Today's story shows how Padre Pio's words were fulfilled on the exact day he foretold. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you'll find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's story is sourced from the book Stories of Padre Pio by Madame Katharina Tangari. It's a story of a healing miracle, one that took place on the exact day Padre Pio said it would, March 19th, 1952, the Feast of Saint Joseph. Listen to this. One evening, Madame Tangari recounts, a neighbor came to her home in tears, holding her little daughter, Claretta, who was barely a year old. Stretching the child toward her, the mother cried anxiously, "Claretta has one leg shorter than the other." She laid the child on the couch and through sobs explained that for several days she had watched the child limp. When she finally examined her closely, she discovered that Claretta's left leg was more than an inch shorter than the right. Thus began a long and painful trial for this poor mother. She went from doctor to doctor, from clinic to clinic, until finally she brought the child to Bologna, to the renowned orthopedic clinic of the university. The diagnosis was devastating. A congenital dislocation of the thigh bone, with an almost total absence of the joint on the left side. The doctors believed the child would remain permanently deformed. An extremely painful period also began for little Claretta. She was placed in a plaster cast that had to be changed every 6 months in Bologna. She could no longer move or play like other children. Her legs were stretched out and imprisoned in the thick cast, which covered her small body up to the chest. Madame Tangaya writes that the child looked like an unfurled butterfly, motionless, with a sad little face. Every day, Claretta could be seen on the balcony in her small wheelchair, watching the other children running and playing in the street below. In December of 1951, the cast was applied for the third time. Despite the most attentive care and the finest medical treatment, there was no improvement. Claretta's parents grew increasingly discouraged. Shortly before Christmas, Madame Tangari received an invitation to go to San Giovanni Rotondo. When her neighbor heard the news, she begged her to explain her anguish to Padre Pio and to ask for his prayers for the complete healing of her child. Madame Tangari readily agreed, thinking it would not be difficult to speak with Padre Pio. The journey from Naples to San Giovanni Rotondo usually took about 4 hours. But because she traveled on Christmas Eve, she was delayed by a snowstorm in the Gargano Mountains. The town seemed buried beneath snow, and icy wind swept down from the hills, making the road to the convent difficult to reach. Yet, countless faithful had arrived from near and far to attend the midnight mass celebrated by none other than Padre Pio. The small Capuchin church was packed, and those who could not enter stood outside in the square, indifferent to the cold, the wind, and the snow. During the first midnight mass, Madame Tangari was unable even to glimpse at Padre Pio. After Holy Communion was distributed to hundreds of faithful, the church partially emptied, only to be immediately refilled by those who had been waiting outside. She then found a place and assisted at Padre Pio's second mass, during which she herself received Holy Communion from his hands. At about 4 in the morning, Padre Pio began his third Christmas Mass. Only a few faithful remained. Madame Tangari took a place near the foot of the altar. Everyone was exhausted and eventually crouched on the ground around Padre Pio, who alone showed no signs of fatigue. At 5 in the morning, Padre Pio finished the Mass. Madame Tanagari approached him to wish him a Merry Christmas. She writes that it is difficult to describe his face, so full of humble gentleness, his wise and meek gaze, and the tone of his voice, which gave extraordinary weight even to his simplest words. As he walked slowly toward the sacristy, he stopped, smiled, and said, "Best wishes to you too." That first face-to-face encounter moved her so deeply that, in her emotion, she completely forgot about little Claretta. Smiling kindly, he replied, "On St. Joseph's Day, on St. Joseph's Day." When Madame Tanagari returned home and shared the good news, the child's mother could not hide her disappointment. She had hoped for an immediate answer, an instant miracle. St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, seemed painfully far away. As the weeks passed, her suffering increased, and gradually they stopped speaking about Padre Pio altogether. Still, the child always kept with her a small photograph of Padre Pio that Madame Tanagari had brought back from San Giovanni Rotondo. Time went on, and the next medical examination was not scheduled until June, when the cast was to be changed again. It seemed logical to assume that St. Joseph's Day would pass without anything happening, but it wasn't so. On the morning of March 18th, Claretta's parents found her free in her bed. The plaster cast lay shattered into many pieces, as if it had been cut apart. Frightened, and without recalling Padre Pio's words, they rushed to Bologna to have a new cast applied. The next day, March 19th, the Feast of St. Joseph, X-rays revealed that Claretta was healing. The joints on the left thigh bone was now well developed. The child would not be deformed. She would be able to walk normally. The cast was no longer necessary. Claretta grew into a good and gentle young woman, the joy of her parents and all who knew her. And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.